Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Craig Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. There are now just 8 days remaining until Election Day 2008, and John McCain has some new fire for his attack against Barack Obama, that the Democratic nominee wants to implement a socialist-type policy that redistributes wealth from those who earn the most to those who earn the least. Senator Obama has consistently denied that allegation despite launching the controversy himself by telling Joe the Plumber a couple of weeks ago that he wants to spread the wealth around so that those on the lower end of the income ladder can have the same chance of success as those at the top. In 2001, then Illinois State Senator Barack Obama told a public radio interviewer in Chicago that he liked the idea of spreading the wealth around, and that he says during the civil rights era, the Supreme Court, even during the Earl Warren era on the court, didn't do enough in that direction.
The Supreme Court never ventured into the issues of redistribution of wealth and sort of more basic issues of political and economic justice in the society. And to that extent, as radical as I think people tried to characterize the Warren Court, it wasn't that radical. It didn't break free from the essential constraints that were placed by the founding fathers in the Constitution.
Looking for any chance to pick up ground as the days dwindle between now and Election Day, Senator John McCain, speaking on Monday in Dayton, Ohio, says once again, we've heard Senator Obama admit the truth.
A radio interview that was revealed today, he said that, quote, one of the tragedies of the civil rights movement is that it didn't bring about a redistribution of wealth in our society.
Senator McCain also saying that spreading the wealth is the only change Barack Obama really wants to bring. He says if you look closely at Obama's platform, there's nothing new from the old school liberalism.
That's what change means for the Obama administration, the redistributor. It means taking your money and giving it to someone else. He believes in redistributing wealth, not in policies that grow our economy and create jobs.
Senator McCain says that the government should not be in control of your money. That's what Senator Obama wants. And that's what Senator McCain says he will oppose.
Americans didn't become the greatest nation on earth by giving our money to the government to redistribute. In this country, we believe in spreading opportunity for those who need jobs and those who create them.
At least publicly, Barack Obama unflappable on this latest controversy. He simply says it's desperation time in the final days of a campaign.
In the final days of campaigns, the say anything, do anything politics all too often takes over.
But Obama says to his supporters, despite the fact that they're looking good in the polls, they cannot let up and they need change. And to do that, they must win on Election Day.
We're going to have to struggle. We are going to have to fight every single one of those 9 days to move this country in a new direction. We cannot let up. And I know you will not let up because you want change in America.
Obama talking about the economy as he always does, but pretty much trying to deflect John McCain's criticisms once again on Monday. Obama says this should not be a debate about bigger government or smaller government, but rather better government.
If we want to get through this crisis, we need to get beyond the old ideological debates and divides between the left and the right. We don't need bigger government or smaller government. We need better government. We need a more competent government. We need a government that upholds the values we hold in common as Americans.
Meanwhile, calling inferences that Barack Obama is a socialist or a Marxist scurrilous, Democratic vice presidential nominee Joe Biden rebutted such remarks again on Monday. Biden made reference to a recent question from a television interview in Florida that seemed to draw a connection between Obama and Marxism. He told a crowd in Greenville, North Carolina, that the suggestions about socialism are similar to those made during the campaigns of Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and John F. Kennedy. Recalling that opposing forces accused Jefferson of not being a real Christian and claimed Lincoln wanted to take away individual rights, Biden said such talk is an effort to distract people from real issues about the economy. Back here in Washington on Monday, bad news for longtime Alaska Senator Ted Stevens.
The jury found that the prosecution had proved, beyond a reasonable doubt, that Senator Stevens knowingly filed false financial disclosure forms over the course of some 6 years.
That's Assistant Attorney General Matt Friedrich, who says the jurors found Stevens guilty. The case involved the renovation of Stevens' Alaska home and gifts he received from an oil services firm. During the trial, the feisty Stevens testified in his own defense and vigorously denied wrongdoing. He's also locked in a very tough re-election fight, which obviously just got tougher today. More on that a little bit later in this edition of Dateline Washington, when we are joined by Paul Singer of Roll Call Newspaper, who has covered this trial. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, that very conversation with Paul Singer of Roll Call about the future of Alaska Senator Ted Stevens and why he was found guilty today. We'll also be speaking with former Bush chief media strategist Mark McKinnon about the potential dangers of a supermajority of the Democrats in the next U.S. Congress if, in fact, Barack Obama wins the presidency. But when we come back on Dateline Washington, the war on terror. U.S. forces carry out a successful raid against an Al-Qaeda target in Syria. We'll talk about the significance of that with David Gardenstein-Ross from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. That's next. This is Dateline Washington.